If you're anything like me, yes, the entertainment news is your absolute favorite segment of the program. You know who Mario Batali is?
Celebrity chef.
Yeah. Yeah, if you watch Food TV or any of the news networks, Italian chef, he's pretty distinguishable, hefty guy, as all chefs should be, by the way. Never, ever trust a skinny cook. They're not doing it right. He's kind of hefty, usually has long hair, and he's famed for wearing, I think, orange Crocs everywhere he goes. Blech. Anyway, he was on Piers Morgan Live recently, and they asked him about remember we talked about Justin Bieber peeing in a mop bucket in a restaurant in a club?
That was a weird story, sure.
Batali got in there and said, listen, let me explain to you how this would have gone down if he had done that in my place. I would have brutally kicked his bleep. I mean, that's not a funny thing to do. It's not just being funny and flip. That's actually peeing in somebody's workplace. And then he went on later to say, but I don't think he's an evil kid.
Yeah, so, and you know what? In the Mario Batali Justin Bieber smackdown.
I'm going to put my money on.
I think my buddy's on the chef.
Yeah. I definitely. He's got knives. So Batali definitely would have gone after him. Justin's grandmother defended Bieber's bad behavior recently, and basically saying, well, isn't it anything any 19-year-old kid would do? Okay, I understand that argument. But Justin Bieber is in a different position. He's not any average 19-year-old kid.
And I was 19. I didn't whip it out and use the mop bucket.
No, I never did either. Exactly. I mean, I did a lot of stupid things when I was 19, so I can't completely take the moral high ground here.
Yeah. No,
Thank God there's not video of me when I was 19 and 20 and 21.
But in fact, I mean, that thought never crossed my mind.
No, I never, no. Now, at a bachelor party on a tour bus at 3 o'clock in the morning coming back from Orlando, well, that's an entirely different story. The movie's coming up for the weekend.
Yes, we're not talking about that here.
The new movies. Wolverine is coming out. Speaking of coming out, this is the fifth time Hugh Jackman has starred as Wolverine, unless you count his pretty cool cameo in X-Men First Class. Did you see that? First Class? The story, it's how they got the X-Men together, and you see Magneto and Professor X, they go up to Wolverine, and he's in a bar, and they start to approach him about joining their forces, and he basically tells them what they can do, and they leave him alone. And that's the only scene he's got in the whole movie. Pretty cool. Anyway, this is another sequel. It picks up where X-Men: The Last Stand leaves off. Logan's in Japan to say goodbye to a friend he saved in World War II, but the guy offers him a chance to finally be mortal by taking away his ability to heal. The Silver Samurai is the villain, and Wolverine has to take on an army of ninjas, which has to suck when you don't have your healing power anymore. That could be dangerous. So there it is. That's what the Wolverine is about. Then Apartment 1303.
Wolverine, by the way, is 2.5 stars in the New York Post. Headline, Hugh Jackman looks sharp in the Wolverine. Reference to the claw thing.
You know the problem with Wolverine?
No, what's the problem with Wolverine?
Very predictable in Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Yeah, yeah, yes, right.
Very predictable. Julianne Michelle stars in the 3D remake of a Japanese horror movie. This is Apartment 1303, about a woman who moves into a haunted apartment with a history of suicides. Okay. The To-Do List is also out. Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Recreation caves into peer pressure. It makes a list of all the naughty things she needs to experience before college. Guess what? This one's rated R. Huh.
Oh, I would have thought that only Showtime would show this, say, late at night on a Friday.
Oh, and this one is actually getting a bit of review. Blue Jasmine. See what the Post says about the Blue Jasmine here. Cate Blanchett stars in this Woody Allen movie as a rich socialite who moves in with her middle-class sister after her husband turns out to be a crook. The crook is Alec Baldwin. Andrew Dice Clay and Louis C.K. are also in this movie. That's an interesting combination.
You know what? I'm scanning through here, and nothing. I don't see a review for it. They may no longer review Woody Allen movies are essentially all the same at this point. He's socially untouchable after marrying his stepdaughter.
All right.
It's all, you know, two stars for effort.
Right. Yeah, okay. It's Woody Allen. We're just going to give him a pass. I'm not, but that's, I guess, what the society decides to do. When James Gandolfini passed away, he had a lot of stuff that he had been working on that the studios and TV executives are now trying to figure out what to do with. There is a new movie coming out. It'll hit September 20th. It's called Enough Said. It also stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Catherine Keener. Gandolfini shot this along with a crime drama called Animal Rescue that the Animal Rescue program does not yet have a release date. And he also filmed a pilot for a limited HBO series called Criminal Justice. Now, this is the one HBO is trying to figure out what to do with. They have the pilot. Gandolfini is in it. If the pilot gets picked up and they decide to run it, they can't
so
have
somebody else has got to take over the role, right?
So do you reshoot the, is it good? Here's what they're thinking. Is it good enough to reshoot the pilot with somebody else? Or was it one of those projects that, no, I'm sorry, Gandolfini was it. There's no way we can make it any better. He's the man. We're going to have to scrap it.
Well, I mean, is he playing a role in this like a Tony Soprano type role? He's square-jawed, tough guy type. You can find other people to play those roles.
You can, but I was a huge fan of The Sopranos. And I'll be honest with you, I can't think of that show being successful with anybody else but James Gandolfini being Tony.
Well, I mean, look, he's very good in that kind of role. If you watch the Godfather movies, there are other people that could play that role, but the problem is all those people, they're dead or they're old now.
I think you and I may have to fight here because I can't see anybody playing the role of the Godfather other than Marlon Brando.
In the
first one.
Yes, but they had a whole cast in that movie of tough, gangster-like men that they're around.
Can you see anybody but De Niro playing the earlier?
Probably not.
You know, and then Al Pacino playing I'm sorry, there are some roles that it's iconic. And I suppose, yes, somebody else could have come in. All right, Santino, for example. All right, James Caan.
Right.
James Caan, I think anybody could have played Sonny.
Other people could have done, sure.
Anybody could have played Sonny.
But the Robert Duvall role couldn't have gone to anyone else. That kind of had to be him.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go that way. And then Fredo. Anybody could have played Fredo.
Right, the dumb, bumbling brother.
Yeah,
sure,
the one that
could
gets,
find other people who could do
hey,
that.
Let's go fishing. Pow!
Right.
That, I think anybody could have played Fredo. Yes. But he did.
I would be fine in the role where I'm dumped into the lake.
You know, I wouldn't mind playing a role like that. All right, last but not least, let's do this real quick before we go. Pop quiz for you, my friend. This is the Entertainment News Pop Quiz. Who said this? I'm a little prettier than Janis Joplin. Was it Miley Cyrus, Avril Lavigne, Joni Mitchell, Joan Jett, Courtney Love, or Nickelback singer Chad Kroeger? It was not Chad Kroeger. I'm going to just tell you that right now.
It was not Avril Lavigne. Am I right?
Good elimination. So
Avril Lavigne was once asked to read the nominations for the Grammy Awards, and she introduced David Bowie.
Oh, good. Good. That's awesome.
So she probably doesn't know
who
Janis Joplin is.
She's been British, you know.
Not Miley Cyrus either.
No.
Am I still okay there?
Yeah.
It was Joan Jett.
No. Hmm. Courtney Love.
Okay.
Which, really, Courtney Love was talking about a possible movie based on Kurt Cobain. She said she liked the idea of Anna Faris playing her because Anna looked like her but was a little prettier. And she said, I've got this reasoning because I was offered to play the part of Janis Joplin in a movie. I'm a little prettier than Janis Joplin. Wow, that's a huge thing to be proud of, isn't it?
A pro football player for the Tennessee Titans saved a family from a burning car. Yeah, there you go. That's nice, yeah. Then because he's an NFL player, he murdered them.
Rush. Sean and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.